It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by Sam Fender, coming over here from the UK, his first US radio performance. And very excited to have him on by. Thank you for coming.
No, thank you very much for having us, mate.
Where did your start in music really come from? How did you get going where you really felt like this was the path you wanted to go down?
Well, I grew up like in a quite a musical family. My dad was like an electrician during the day, but was also a musician by night. And he used to play kind of all the clubs back in the 70s. He had me late. I was a happy accident 10 years after my brother. So I was kind of raised by older parents. So all the music I was listening to was from the 60s and stuff. My brother was a musician as well. So he was always showing us things. He got us into Springsteen, and I listened to loads of Bruce Springsteen when I was a kid. And then Jeff Buckley and Joni Mitchell. And I kind of listened to loads of singer-songwriters when I was a kid and fell in love with all of that. And then in school, I was listening to hip hop and Kendrick Lamar on that side of things. So I was getting just such a different thing. And I think by the time I hit 13 years old, I was playing guitar and wasn't particularly good at school, and I sucked at football, or soccer, as you would call it out here. I completely sucked at it. So it just kind of became my thing. I think it kind of got my identity from that. And then I was found in a bar by my manager on this complete freak chance sort of encounter with a guy who he was managing Ben Howard.
Hypersonic Missiles, that's a song you're coming to here with the States. I know you just played Kimmel with that. Just quick description, what's the background behind that song? Where'd that come from?
Well, I was reading the news, and Hypersonic Missiles was a piece of jargon in the news, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I found out it's a Russian missile that some Russian scientist leaked. It's the fastest missile, nuclear warhead going, and it's travels at 2 kilometers a second. It takes 6 minutes for it to launch to where it hits its target. And basically, it came out that the American defense system, satellite defense systems, can't shoot it down or stop it. So everyone started panicking. US were like, oh God, we don't have a defense for this. So then I was like going, all right, well, there's the two big dogs, Russia and America. I was like, it's Cold War feelings again. And I was like, I just sort of panicked. And then wrote this song about this person who's a complete tinfoil hat, conspiracist theory, who's terrified of the end of the world, loosely based on myself. but it's more of a celebration song, really. It's kind of like, no matter how crazy or messed up the world is, there's this glimmer of hope in that runs through the song, where it's just like, you know, I'm gonna have a good time.
Dutch kids are balloons in the parking lot. The golden arches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch some movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with all over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids in Gaza are bombed and I'm just out of it. The tensions of the world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all this ire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions. Don't you ask a thing. For the life of you and me, but I believe in what I'm feeling. In a very view, this world is gonna end. But till then, I'll give you everything. I'll give you everything. I'll
you're new and you're starting to hit over here, but you know, I can only imagine how much work you had to put in and how much time has come to get up there.
It was mad. We did like so much. We did so many shows. I really kind of cut my teeth touring with like loads of different singer-songwriters. So I toured with, I did gigs with, you know, Hozea and like Catfish and the Bottlemen and Blumen, George Ezra. And
you're talking about all like our favorite people here in terms of like actual genuine people too, which is great to hear, because you know, we've had Hozier here three times now.
Hozier's a sweet
I've talked to Van and Bondi a couple of times.
Bondi's from my hometown.
Oh, okay.
So he's from where I'm from.
So you say there's no music scene, but you're from there and he's from there.
It didn't happen there though. That's the thing. Like Catfish, you know, they're not from Newcastle.
Yeah.
So like that's the thing. It's like I was very lucky to kind of to be scouted by the one sort of manager up there that was like who was looking for people. You know what I mean? So we're pretty much like Scotland. You know?
So you're like way up north.
Yeah, Newcastle is like pretty much like the last sort of city in England before you hit the border.
Okay.
So like and that's why we've got a strange accent and we're sound all.
Weird. For us, I'll be honest. It's a British, you know, you're all kind of a British accent, all kind of like that. All we all know it's different, but I'm sure you.
This is my international accent. I'm toning down the Newcastle, so that you guys understand us. Because if I did Geordie right now, you would have absolutely no clue what I was saying. Because we sound like some sort of strange mutant creature designed to stop the Scots from getting into England.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the songs. Let's get into the music. So the one that kind of took off for you was Dead Boys. And there's definitely a deep personal story behind that. How did you approach that? Because I know it seemed like that was one that I'm sure you wanted to make sure came out correctly and that you approached in the right way so you could could really talk about. So what's that song about and how did you approach writing it and producing it?
At first, I wasn't even sure I was going to release it because it was the personal one. I wrote it purely as a reaction to losing a friend to suicide. It's genuinely about, it's not about any sort of answer to male suicide or anything like that. It was genuinely just about the abject shock and confusion that you feel when you lose a friend and that kind of helplessness that you have and the feeling that you get from the hindsight of it all as well.
The anniversaries are short-lived, but they come back around at a breakneck speed. My world spins so fast, the centrifugal force can be stuck in the middle. You close your eyes, turn our pain. Nobody ever could explain all the dead boys in our hometown. Close your eyes and our pain. Nobody ever could explain all the dead boys in our hometown. All the dead boys in our hometown. Both so with the black dog, some out loud and some in silence. Everybody around here just drained. That's our culture. Close your eyes and our pain. Nobody ever could explain all the dead boys in our hometown. All
Doing a radio session like this, talking about Dead Boys, and then about 4 months later, we got an email. It was for BBC Five Live, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And Neil, the DJ, sent me an email. He said he got sent this email of a guy who was driving on his way to kill himself, and he had the radio on, and I was on doing Dead Boys, and then he we did a big like 20-minute chat about mm-hmm. about male men and mental health and how guys don't talk about, you know, things and stuff. And he pulled the car over. He was going to drive his car off this road. He'd planned it and everything for the last, you know, 6 months. And he pulled the car over and he said he'd cried for like 3 hours and then came back home and went to his wife and went and sought our help and went and got help from the doctors. And then he sent us this email sort of 4 months later about it. And I was like, I kind of didn't even register. Like, it was kind of one of those things that I was just like, this is nuts. And then he came to the show in London with Neil, the DJ, and I met him. And it was the most insane thing I've ever experienced with my job, with music. It was, and I think I didn't know what to mm-hmm. to say, you know what I mean? But it was just insane.
To think that started
with losing a friend, to then writing a song, to then meeting a guy who was going to do it who didn't. It was kind of it was a really like humbling moment, I think.
Cracking all your fingers with your eyes fixed to the floor. Sound the echo down the street by the monument. She found screaming through a megaphone. Chaos out the Middle East. Every word but her, the cynical. Every word but cut your teeth. Heal. Play God. It's all the same down in the capital. All the suits in clattered feet. Sewer rats all shiny underground. In a race to make ends meet. He will play God. He will play God. Watching from a screen, keeps a keen eye on the in-between, from the people to the queen. Heal, play God. Heal,
It's been a pleasure to talk with you, talk yeah. about your music,
Thank you.
Hear you play here. Best of luck at South By. I know it's going to be a crazy week, but you're going to turn on some people to what you're doing.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us, man.
It's Sam Fender here live, it's 88.5 FM.